I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, you and your SO have been together for a while, right? You've got like a nice, comfortable little life together. Mm-hmm. And then one day, you're watching TV, and something comes on the news. It's like, oh, there's something like violent and weird happening in New York City. But then it goes away, and you're like, okay, all right, this is fine. Like a day or maybe 2 days later, mm-hmm. you sort of like black out. And then when you come to, 5 years has passed, and your significant other has moved on and has a new family in the house you used to share together. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Colin.
Ooh, this is a tough situation.
What can you do?
I mean, also, this is the reality that...
Yeah, for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, you know, some fraction of half the population, right?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Did you say, are there kids involved?
There's a kid now.
Really? Wait, with their new person.
Yeah, them with their new person. Now there's a kid.
I mean, you just... Too bad for you, I think.
Yeah, I think you just have to walk away.
It's just like getting dumped, and that sucks. You can't.
I think you have to cut off contact too.
Yeah,
because it's going to get too complicated.
Go off the grid.
So you didn't have any kids with your SO, but now they have kids.
Is it more interesting if you did have one kid with them?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then,
okay.
Then you have to know
where is my child.
And the kid is there though.
Did the kid snap? Or
and
not
the kid
snap?
Is 5 years older. You were the only one who got snapped.
Ooh. I don't understand the. Okay, so I get snapped. And then
5 years later,
reappear. Right. And yeah.
And to you, no time has passed.
Right.
I think you just have to rebuild your life, be a good parent.
You just got
to
walk away and be like, I'm done here.
Well, they aged 5 years without you and didn't wait for you. Like they made their choice.
Well, wait for you. You died.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They
saw you turn to ash in front of them.
Right. And like there's that whole thing. It's like it's like public knowledge that those people are gone. And like unless you like know someone in the Avengers, like you probably don't know that they're working to try and fix
right.
it.
Right.
Okay,
like,
but
yeah.
you didn't even mourn for you went through a lot of the other person, Esso, went through a lot of things in those 5 years.
5 years is a long time.
Yeah, they don't owe you anything.
No,
it's
they
over.
Don't. They're
that's what I'm saying. They're 5 years older and past who they were when they were with you. If they wanted to be that person, like honestly, it's their call, and they would have to make changes in their life. But I think you need to have limited contact with them because you're only going to mess things up.
I don't know, Mogi.
But that's
I'm
like, what do you have in the world if
your
like,
child?
But the child is aged 5 years without you, has been raised by...
They're still your kid.
Yeah, they have to throw... First of all, if your parent dies or your husband dies and then reappears 5 years later, like, get stoked. You know what I mean? Like, you say they don't owe you anything? Like, I want a fucking welcome home party. Like, they absolutely owe me something.
No, they do not owe you a welcome
home party. Yes, they do. I came back to life.
They can say welcome home, but she's got a new husband.
He should be cool with it. Who snapped back into his life?
Nobody.
Is his mother
single.
Back?
He's his mother?
You know what? He was your best friend. He's...
Oh, yeah, that's right. So he was missing you, too.
Fireman shit.
Yeah.
That they should both be cool. It's got to be awkward, but they should both welcome you back in and try to figure things out.
I think the best you can hope for is, like, a genial relationship with your ex-wife and her new husband. Like, I mean, or she can destroy the life she built. But that's 100% her call.
Well, hold on. There's a medium between you cut off all contact with them. They owe you nothing.
I don't think there is for someone you're in love with. I don't think there is. I think if you're in love, I think that if you're in love with someone, you are either destroying lives or you have to cut off contact. You can't just you're going to hang out with her? You're going to like go over there for brunch? No.
I think you got to figure out what the new relationship is. But yeah. I think there is a new relationship.
There has to be something, especially if you have a kid, because you're going to be raising a kid.
Yeah.
Yes, but that other person is in a committed relationship and you're still in love with them. So you're the odd man out. You just are.
Yeah, by virtue of having been dead for 5 years.
Yeah, I didn't say it's your fault you're the odd man out, but you are. And hanging around when you're still in love and the other people are figuring things out is you can choose to destroy lives.
No,
they
need to make room in their heart and their lives for you. I think just
as much as you have a duty not to ruin their lives, they have a duty to like try and help you, because ostensibly they loved you once and they probably still love you. They think you're dead. So like, I think that they have a duty to you to at least try and like ease the transition back into this like new world.
I think it's
help
only
you
making
find
it
a
worse.
Job.
I don't think that's the help. I just feel like it's not healthy.
Do you think like dating apps show up for people who like,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Where
we're
snap back. Yeah. Oh yeah. Snap
it's
back.
Snap back.
Somebody snaps you and you got to snap them back.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You turned to dust.
Yeah. And there is a no ghosting policy.
No.
Yeah. Man.
That's
a sad one.
That one's too sad. I'm sorry.
That was very sad.
It's okay.
I'm sorry I brought us down.
No, it's okay.
I wish there was a way to get back at you for that.
Well, too bad there isn't. Hey, guys.
Relationships.
Now we're talking about revenge ships today.
Yeah, we are.
Because John Wick, Chapter 3. Is out.
It is.
Yay.
And John Wick is not going to stand for any dog killing.
He's not taking it anymore.
Right. He's going to fight back.
Historically, he's been tolerant.
He's been letting it go way too much. Yeah. But we are talking revenge ships.
Uh-huh.
And Colin, do you have anything?
I do. I have a revenge ship, in fact. So... I don't know if I like ship this necessarily, but these are two characters that I want to like invite to the same party and just kind of see what happens, you know?
Okay.
Like maybe, like, I don't know. I just think they'd have a lot to talk about. That's all I'm going to say.
You're like inviting them to your welcome home party?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I'm like, well, hey, thank you guys. Tony, good to see you. Thanks for inviting, or thanks for throwing this party, but I need you to invite two friends of mine. So I'm thinking they'd have a lot to talk about. It's Prince Oberyn Martell and Inigo Montoya.
Wow. Inigo, I think they do have a lot to talk about.
Wow, they do.
Right? I mean, like, I'm not putting any pressure on it, but it's like, have you guys met?
Yeah.
Do you think that they both rely too much on like canned, pre-planned things that they're going to say to the person they're going to get revenge on?
I think maybe they do.
But I don't think that's a bad, too much to what, like...
I mean, like, do they prepare like that for all difficult interactions? That they're just going to be, like, spouting the same pickup lines at each other?
I could see... What if it's, like, kind of when Harry meets Sally kind of thing, where they're, like, really annoyed with each other at first because, you know, they're like, oh, everything he said was like so organized and like he knew all the phrasing, like he's been practicing it, and it was just kind of like Oberyn, you know, kind of do that, you know, you don't want to say anything, but and then they just kind of like, I don't know, are they too similar or will they just absolutely
click? I think
they'll
have a good time together, but they're both, I mean, Inigo Montoya is, when do they meet? Is this post the events of the film?
I think we have to, no, I think it's before both of their revenges.
Because
so
I think
maybe while Inigo's like palling around with Vicente and Andre the Giant, while they're just like being bandits together.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Do you think...
Fezzik, I guess is the character's name.
Yeah.
Do you think that Andre the Giant would maybe come in handy in a certain man-on-man battle?
Oh.
No. I think
trial by combat.
Yeah.
Mountain Fezzik v. Fezzik.
Is getting his head pulled off his body.
The
mountain is huge.
And his eyes popped.
Yeah.
The mountain is huge. And also, like, we saw Fezzik fight Wesley. And Wesley is basically the Oberyn Martell of
interesting.
That. And he takes him down.
All right. Now I'm shipping it post-movie, and it's Inigo Montoya's feelings about Wesley being exercised on it. So it's just like a one crazy night.
Okay.
Like, story.
If it is post-movie, I was going to say then maybe, like, you know, he'll have some, like, knowledge of, like, oh, don't go for revenge. It can ruin your life. But he was completely successful in his
revenge. He was successful, and I don't think you regretted it for a second.
No, he was like,
his life is better for the revenge that he got.
Yeah. Like, he's all right.
So
to be honest, I think he might, like, tell Oberyn, like, it's going to be pretty cool. And then Oberyn's going to, like... showboat even more and maybe get his head popped like a grape even
quicker.
Oh my
god, maybe that's what happened.
Oh my god.
No, that was off screen. Shit.
Oh, damn it.
He's like, I'm going to sneak in there in the middle of the night and I'm going to like put a few drops of poison in his mouth while he's asleep and then I'm going to sneak away and they'll never know I was there. He's like, nah, dude.
No, what you got to do. What you got to do is you got to fight him.
It's got to be public.
And you
got to
keep shouting your thing just over and over. Prepare to die.
Yeah. And like turn your back on him a couple times.
Yeah.
And like,
for the crowd.
For the crowd. You got it. You're really good at that like long stick thing that you use. So it'll be really good.
I mean, you're the Viper of Dorne.
True. What could go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong.
God, that was such a well-executed twist on that show.
It was really good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so mine is weird.
No. I am happy to hear it.
Yeah, let's
hear it. So I don't know if it's like, it's not a happily ever after ship necessarily. But it's not two characters that are both seeking revenge, like Collins. It's one character seeking revenge upon the other. But then sparks fly. And I'm making it up. It is not canon.
Okay, so tell us. Tell us.
Is the revenge part canon? Semi. Okay.
Yeah, semi. Okay. And I may have mentioned this before because I do like it, or I feel like, or probably told you guys personally. Okay, so in the movie Frozen, are you guys familiar with the basic plot? So Elsa is the Ice Queen.
She
has powers. She makes like, she accidentally freezes her town, and which is an opportunity for a bad guy who was also pretending to be in love with her sister named Hans to seize power and take over. And then he imprisons. It's very bad. Okay, so he is ultimate bad guy in this movie.
Yes.
But is not killed.
Yes.
I think at the end. I think he's taken away prison. So Elsa is not happy with this. She's like, he should be dead. And Anna's like, no, like, we gotta rule this town, Arendelle, we gotta hang out and be cool. And then Elsa's like, sure, I'm gonna go on a trip, I'll see you. But really, she's going to get revenge on Hans. So she goes, she captures him, she imprisons him in an ice cage.
Okay.
And the whole time he's kind of taunting her about how all of the mistakes she's made in her past, and she's sort of melting to it, like she's sort of liking it.
Yeah.
And then eventually she
Wait, she's liking it because she like has those feelings of guilt. And so
she feels
like,
really bad about it, but also like she starts to see him as a human being. So like he is humanized and she is like getting to admit her own fault because really she made a lot of bad things happen in that movie.
Well, and I feel like a lot of people aren't to her face, like, like saying like you fucked this up because they're all scared of her.
Totally. And he's like, hey, you closed off the palace so that you were ripe for someone to take over. You made your sister into a freak by like not letting her talk to anyone. And so the first man she talked to, she got engaged to. So like, you're not a very good sister. So this whole thing. So they have these bonding moments, but then Anna finds out what Elsa is up to. And little do-gooder comes to town, or comes and finds the ice prison, and she's like, Elsa, you're better than this. And Elsa's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, no, you are. You've got to, please come back to Arendelle. And Elsa feels guilty, so she melts the ice prison. She lets Hans go, but right before they leave, they have this like meaningful look, and that they know like they may be each other's soulmates.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah, whoa, so that's my revenge shift.
I like that a lot.
It's 100% made up.
Also, it seems like the ship itself is revenge.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like they're revisiting their own demons or,
Yeah, there's some good sexy self-loathing in there, which I like.
And it's like fueling their like, Yeah. That's
nice. Do they hook up?
They
can Elsa hook up?
Yeah.
She's not rogue.
Oh, I just don't know.
She does wear those gloves. She needs to control herself. I think that they like have some ice kisses.
Cool.
And they're very like, or let's make it NC-17. They make each other come. But But like she doesn't really, she can't really set him free.
No.
So it's not like.
Sure.
Normal. They can only have like weird ice kinky sex.
Yeah.
But.
That's a good
that's
one.
Cool,
I like it.
All right, thanks, guys. That's nice.
I've also got a one that's half Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I love it.
So, Queen of Seeking Revenge.
Yes.
Making a list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Checking it twice.
Arya Stark.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Recently dissuaded from taking further revenge.
Yes.
Very easily.
Yeah. The Hound's like, very easily. Hey, maybe we don't do this here. And she's like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wanders away. And goes to survive as buildings fall down all over. Mm-hmm. I'm saying after the events of whatever happens in Game of Thrones.
She's riding on that pretty horsey.
She's riding that white horse, who's maybe Bran warged into it. We don't know.
Yeah.
Would it be cool?
Might be.
It would be the first useful thing Bran has done.
So she is like, I don't know what to do now that there's like no one for me to get revenge on. I assume someone kills Daenerys. And so she just like wanders north. There's now no wall. There's no wall to stop her anymore. Okay. So she goes all the way north and she finds some of those like Children of the Forest houses.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
And is like, okay, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to like seek. I know that my brother found some sort of wisdom here.
Yeah.
Three-eyed Raven allows him to experience all the world, whatever. Mm-hmm. She goes in there and she tumbles down this hole.
Falling,
Alice in Wonderland style until she arrives in modern day.
What?
Face to face with Beatrix Kiddo, the bride from Kill Bill.
Whoa.
So the bride has already killed Bill. She has found satisfaction and is living a happy life with her daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she has found her satisfaction through revenge. And Arya, like, she had some, but is kind of robbed of, like, all of the big points of she doesn't get to kill Cersei.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't get to kill the mountain,
right.
All these people that like she wanted to kill didn't get to kill, so she and Beatrix get to have a bunch of conversations about like, you know, what did it feel like when this happened, and like, did you feel closer to your family or further away? And Beatrix is like, kind of both, and they like learn to be together.
That's pretty cool.
I want to see the build up of that relationship because you know. Yeah. It starts with a sword fight.
Absolutely. Yes. It starts with a sword fight.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
It'd be a good fight.
It would be Arya would try that droppy stabby, and then like her wrist would be like clasped by Beatrix's hand, and then she'd be like, oh,
Yes, like, just no gives her a look. Yeah. And then, like, kicks her into, like, a curio
cabinet. And they do, like, a sneer, like, at each other, kind of, like, and then, like, kicky, kicky.
Cool.
I like that one.
And then maybe they can be, like, the new... Like, they can be the new, what do they call
Viper,
them?
Killer Viper Death Squad, was it?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Viper Assassin Death Squads.
I like it, too, because Arya hasn't really hung out with, like, innocent kids in a long time.
No.
Yeah, that's
like,
true,
since
too.
She was one. So I feel like being around Beatrix's daughter would also give her, like, some comfort to be the older sister and to be kind of, like, because... No. I think I'm shipping them as a family.
Right. I was going to say, because now there's an age gap thing where she's the stepmom of a girl not that much younger than her.
But I think it's like her being around a sweet little girl, there's something nice about that. Because she kind of hasn't been around nice girls and since she was hanging with Hot Pie running around.
Oh,
well, and
Hot Pie.
Sorry.
Oh, Hot Pie. I think it gives her an opportunity to, like, have the revenge and family life at the same time. Because that's the thing that, like, the Hound tries to tell her is that, like, you can either come this way with me and get your revenge and die, or you can go and live your life. Mm. And Beatrix Kiddo offers her both. That, like, you can seek revenge and have a family life. And in fact, revenge can help facilitate family life.
But in the Kill Bill universe, who will she have to revenge?
I guess I'm not sure on that one.
Just people in the future.
Oh, and honestly, there's a bunch
people who cut her off.
Yeah.
Like, stinky people in that universe. Yeah. I mean, that, like, remember, like, there's dudes trying to rape her in the hospital. Like, there's all kinds of people to hate and kill.
Yeah. That dude might still be alive.
Yeah, or like...
I think she kills him.
I think she kills him, but I'm just
saying,
Pussy
Wagon, like, the guy that has the Pussy Wagon.
Yeah, the Pussy Wagon guy.
I was just picking...
His name is Buck, you guys.
That's right.
Sorry.
I assumed it was a nickname.
Maybe it is.
But, like, I just feel like that universe is filled with people who deserve killing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like she killed all the ones who suck.
Yeah. The pod dog today is Mogi's dog Fletcher, who's like being a little shark.
He's like, what if I was a shark?
He's being very cute.
He was getting a lot of attention before we were recording. He didn't love all the attention. And then when he got less attention, he's like, what if I was a shark?
He's very cute.
Kelly, do you have a revenge ship?
Yes, I do. Okay. So, Carrie from the books, Carrie.
Yes.
Has just, like, killed a bunch of the town.
Love it.
And this is before, I believe, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. In the book, does she get killed by the final girl, whatever her name is?
I thought so, but I can't remember. It's been a long time since I read that book.
Okay. So let's just say that doesn't happen. Okay. So she's killed a bunch of the town. And she's just like, man, people, she's like stomping around and like the town's all like fucked up and burning behind her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, people just really suck. And then she hears a voice behind her and the voice says, yeah, they do. And it is Jen from the movie Revenge, which is available on Shudder right now. Have you guys seen this show?
Yes.
I love that movie.
It's
a
crazy.
A movie called Revenge?
Yeah.
I don't know about this movie. I don't
think it's fucking brutal.
It is extremely gory. It is is female director.
Okay.
I want to name her.
What's the log line?
If you're trying to kill your rape victim, make sure she's dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it is fucked.
It's pretty fucked. Okay, so it is directed by Coralie Farguit. I don't know how to say it's French. She's French. So basically, if you guys don't want spoilers, click ahead.
And you can watch it on Shudder.
You can watch it on Shudder. It's a Shudder exclusive. She is, her like very rich boyfriend, takes her on this like weekend at his like desert house.
Awesome.
And his friends show up early and they're like, hey, we're here for like our hunting trip that we wanted to go on. And he's like, ugh, okay. Like, you're early, but fine, let's party. And then so they party. And then the next day, the boyfriend's off doing something. I don't know what he's doing. And one of the friends rapes her. And he comes back and she's like, and they're all like rich, powerful men. And she's like, he tried to like rape me. And he's like, okay, I'll take care of it. And he's like, I found you, like, just don't tell anyone about this. And just here's some money. And like, you get to go live in Canada and that'll be great. And you can have a new life. That's great for you. And she's like, what?
Huh?
No, I like, get me out of here. I just want to leave. Like, let me just go home. Yeah. And he's like, okay, sure. So he's like, let's go meet the helicopter. The helicopter's going to take you home. And then he shoves her off of a cliff and she falls off of a cliff and lands on a fucking tree through her body.
No.
And they're like, well, she's dead. They leave. Cut to. She's like, and burns down the tree so that the thing snaps and then falls down.
Wait, what? Yeah, burns
so,
down
yeah,
the
so
tree?
Yeah, so she has yes. like some stuff in her pockets that like falls yeah. out.
This is the first of her many like slapdash like murder slash adventure
yes
like yeah, experiences.
Sounds like she's like MacGyver.
She is very MacGyver.
She is a bloody deranged MacGyver.
She's
who
also
loves
like
guns.
Tripping on shrooms for half the movie.
Yeah. It's, oh yeah. So that's the other. So at
she's
the party
like straight
time,
revenanting.
I don't know. I never saw that.
Oh, I never saw Revenant.
Yeah, it sounds revenantish.
Sort of.
It's,
I mean, it is like
he's possessed by like he. He lives through stuff like a person can't live through.
Well, yeah,
because he's like trying to get to a certain point.
Yeah, gotcha. So she's like, first she's like, I just need to survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they like are trying to get rid of her. So they like leave and then they come back and they're like, oh, we're going to go get rid of the body. And then when they arrive, there's just like a huge burn mark and she's gone. But really, she's just like hiding against the side of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
So then she is like running around and like slowly kills off each of the guys. And then the fucking like final fight between her and her boyfriend.
It's the coolest fucking thing.
So cool.
Imagine if you were trying to kill someone in an Airbnb.
That's what it is.
Because
it literally
it's just
is like
a small one level house that like goes in a loop.
It's like very labyrinthine too.
Yes. So it's like a chase scene that takes place between like four or five rooms over and over again. God. So they're just like, oh, I just got like chills thinking about it.
She like finds their weapons that they use to go hunting.
Yeah.
And also she gets out this necklace that she's wearing and pops it open because he gave her this necklace that had shrooms inside. And she like looks down at her like there's like still the branch coming out of her fucking stomach and she has to get it out. So she eats the shrooms and then like trips really fucking bad but is able to get it out and burnt, cauterize the wound.
Oh, yeah, with, like, a can of Tecate,
and
then
she
has the Tecate logo
the
branded on her
branded
stomach.
On her stomach. So she's, like, stomping around with this, like, gun that she's going after the main guy, and he's got a gun. And so she blows him away, but he survives. Also, tons of dick in this movie, because it's a female director, y'all. So much dick. He's nude the entire time. He's naked.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's
yeah, you get full
and
frontal
the whole house
so
is
much
covered
in blood.
And they're slipping naked in the blood and shit.
Yeah. So he's dragging his body, right? Because she shoots him first and he drags his body and she's like, they're chasing each other. So she's following the blood trail and he leads like a blood trail to outside. And so she's like, interesting, this is weird. So she's going down the hall, but he had just created a fake blood trail and he's hiding against the other side of the corner. So he's going to get her, right?
Kind of doing what she was doing before.
Exactly. And another thing that's really a nice flip is that so when she's unfortunately there is the scene where she's raped, so that sucks, but there's one of the other guys turns on like monster truck or like wrestling really loud to drown out the sound, so the whole time that she's chasing him there's like a QVC of like these two women selling like jewelry
that's
blasting
really funny.
While she's trying to kill him and she like so she's like trying to go and he's right at the corner and he's about to try and blow her away and then he's bleeding a ton and then she sees like blood come and she's like, oh fuck, and then turns around but then she slips in all the blood and she drops her gun and he bonks her on the head and then they're like, oh, like fighting, he's like trying to choke her out and then she just fucking stabs him with her hand in his giant wound and he falls down and then she fucking kills him.
And then she meets Carrie.
Yeah, so then she meets Carrie. They're both covered in blood.
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
So when she goes and stands at the edge of the yard and you like hear the helicopter coming, let's just presume it's Carrie flying
Carrie.
The helicopter.
So Carrie comes in and she's like, other people really suck, don't they? And she's like, yep. And then they fly off together and they live a wonderful life and cause a bunch of terrible things to happen to people that wrong them.
Do they take that money and go to Canada?
Oh, yeah, they take the money.
Cool.
They take the money and go to Canada.
I love it. This is I feel like we made some happy endings for some people with some tough lives.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like the moral of most revenge things are like revenge doesn't always like pan out or like it leaves you empty or whatever. But that, I think we just proved that that's not true.
That's absolutely not true. Dude.
Everyone
you
can just, totally
you just have
happy.
To find another person that likes revenge.
There you go.
And then you can go and be together.
Yeah, revenge is a best is a dish best served together. With two people.
Yeah, it's like Lady and the Tramp eating that spaghetti.
Yeah,
it's revenge.
Slurping down some revenge.
Yeah.
Aww. Do we have any questions from Twitter?
We do. We have a question from Twitter.
If you would like to have your question read and answered on the show, you can tweet at us at ShippleDips. That's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips.
So this one comes from Mothwoman at Bride of Mothman.
Hi, Bride of Mothman.
Hey.
Probably my favorite Twitter handle of all time.
Yeah, Mothwoman.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Really good.
It cracks me up every time I read it. So thank you for the question in advance. But she writes, ShippleDips. If your favorite fan artist slash author gave you one free request, what would you ask for?
Dramione!
Wow!
I know that there's a ton out there.
Yeah, a lot
exists.
Such
an oversaturated market. But I've read it all. So I need more. I want just like a really good, really long one.
Okay. Anyone
what
else?
About you guys?
Now that we've found out, which... And I think this probably is going to exist if it doesn't already on AO3, but they could, and I know I'm a Marvel head, but they confirmed, even though it doesn't 100% make sense, that the version of the past that Steve went back into, oh, spoilers, but come on,
we've
guys.
Already spoiled Endgame.
So much.
Earlier in this episode. Yeah.
Okay, so, but.
That'll go
the version of the past that Steve went to is the version of the past that we've been seeing all along. There is no alternate timeline. So
wait, they did say that because so I heard the, I
they
heard
said
opposite.
Something different, and then they said that more recently.
Why?
Well, didn't
that's
didn't,
what they
didn't
say
the writers,
in the movie.
Didn't the writers say one thing and the director say another?
Yes. So who do we believe? I guess what I want is a really good fic that deals with Steve's time. I want him also. Someone had said, and again, it was probably a writer or director who didn't put this in the movie. So fuck you. But also, I like it because it's interesting. Talking about that they think that Bucky and Steve have seen each other, like Bucky's been like time travelers wifing him, like visiting, like old Steve has been visiting Bucky
Ryan Mogi.
In Wakanda. So I want fic of that. Like it doesn't have to be romantic, but like I just want the story of like Steve going to hang out with his best friend and Steve is getting old and old and old.
Yeah.
And Bucky's still like. Looking good.
Yeah.
Is the premise of the question we get to it's our favorite or a writer or artist of our choosing? Is that how's it phrased?
It is your favorite fan artist slash author.
So I think it's in fandom.
Sure. Ryan, I like yours so much. Mm-hmm. I would want to see the story drawn by Rod Reiss, who just did the Winter Soldier like miniseries that Kyle Higgins wrote. Because it's great. And is like just sexy enough that that's I want to see Rob Reese do it.
Okay,
what
so
about you?
Someone write it. I mean, honestly, it could be canon. I guess someone could write it as real.
That's true.
But I just want those stories. I think that's such a cool way, and also doesn't make Bucky feel abandoned, which is the part I worry about.
I think if I had one, mine's kind of complicated, but I would want Fiona Staples to come. Break into Mogi's new apartment and paint a Tony Loki mural on this wall above the couch right here. But it would be beautiful because she's amazing.
Yeah, and then you would
gonna
maybe
paint over
you.
A custom Fiona Staples?
I would never.
It would also be graphic as
oh my god.
Hard
we would see
iron dick.
Like the beads of sweat on the penis.
I think I'd cover it with a tapestry, and then only when
Ryan!
You guys, and then
That's
when you
so
guys came
right.
over for oh, SDS, dear. I would take down the tapestry, and we could all look at the beads of sweat. But like,
and I mean, I'm putting it on the wall behind your couch, so it's not like it's over your TV.
That's true.
You're sitting on the couch,
honestly, above my couch.
You wouldn't have to look at it very often.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could paint a Tony Loki mural, I think, and I probably be
we got
okay
that. We got permission.
Yep, that's it. That's recorded.
All right, get him in here, boys.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.